Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program here. As always, you're invited if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In studio tonight, it's Ian and Joa, and remotely we also have
Reed.
Reed Coverdale is with us as well from Naturalist Capitalist. That is his podcast. Joa is going to be here in just a moment. He had to step away for just a quick moment, but he is also the guy behind the YouTube and Odyssey channel Breaking the Flaw. Reed, welcome back. Did you get a chance to get back to your show this weekend? I know you've been working like crazy.
Sort of, yeah. I put out a short episode to audio exclusives, and then I've done a few live videos just from the truck, but haven't done any long-form episodes. Hopefully we'll be doing that this weekend.
Do people really like that stuff, that sort of on-the-road reporting? I bet that goes over pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, because it's what gives me my unique flavor, you know. I mean, lots of people talk about libertarian stuff, but if you're doing it from a truck, it just makes it that much more unique, I guess. So
it's a real thing, you know. It's not just somebody in a studio bumping a microphone. Sure. So, you know what? It's been in the news for like the last 2 days. There's all these people, especially libertarians, and this is the thing I just don't understand, is why anyone who's a libertarian gives a rat's behind as far as what is going on with this federal government, Speaker of the House situation. Why are so many people paying attention to this as though it matters one whit which psychopath they put into this particular seat? Have you been paying attention to this? Do you have any idea why someone who would call themselves a libertarian would look at this with any moment, you know, of concern, of thinking that this would matter one bit? It's very confusing to me.
Sure. So I think it matters what your objective is. I mean, I don't expect to get Justin Amash as the Speaker of the House or whatever people are.
It's a ridiculous fantasy. Yeah, I've seen that one floated around too. Like, what?
I mean, I love the idea, but it's not going to happen.
No way. It's not even going to be proposed.
No, I doubt it. The thing that I enjoy about this, though, is I think it's kind of transparent that only a few people are running Congress, and I think a lot of people are starting to wake up to that fact.
I hope you're right about that. But before you get a little deeper into the analysis, can you kind of recap for maybe people who haven't been paying close attention, as I'm sure a lot of people haven't, because who really cares about this situation? But it's all over the headlines. What is going on? There's this guy named McCarthy. He's apparently been put forward as the new potential Speaker of the House. He's a Republican. I thought the House was mostly Democrat. Did the Republicans take the House? Like, that's how disconnected I am.
Yeah, the Republicans did retake the House, not by a lot, just by a little bit. McCarthy has been the guy that they want to make Speaker of the House. And I think, I forget what the number is, you need like 208 votes to get a majority or something, or 220, maybe it's 220, I forget. Mm-hmm. But you need to get at least like 220 votes or something, and he can only get like 208 or something.
Is it 218? Isn't it 435? So more than half of 435.
So 218, yeah, no, you're right. 218. But he's getting like around 200 every mm-hmm. time. And then it's funny because the Democrat is getting closer more votes than he is, I think, because it's such a close split between the Democrats and the Republicans.
Because there's like 20 Republicans roughly who aren't going with the team.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And I love that, too. That's another side of this that's very interesting, because They're typically like Trump loyalist Republicans. It's Matt Gaetz and Lauren Boebert and a few other people like that.
Didn't Trump come out this week? Sorry to interrupt, but didn't Trump come out and like try to rally his team to the side of the mainstream Republicans?
Yeah, that's what's so amazing about this is that, you know, these you're starting to see maybe a little bit of, you know, a break between MAGA and Trump, which I think would be incredible if that happens because it's just more, you know, more transparency into how broken everything is. And maybe people would start thinking a little bit more independently or whatever. But yeah, Trump has come out a few times and said, guys, knock it off. You need to just support McCarthy. And Lauren Boebert is like, no, Trump, you're wrong. I'm not supporting McCarthy. So just seeing that type of stuff is kind of like, wow, it's very different. I don't think something like this has happened in my lifetime. Maybe?
Well, they are saying, the headlines, that sort of thing, is saying this is not, like the first time since 1859
that this
has that this has gone on so long. Apparently, it's been 11 attempts now, 11 ballots. To try to get that somebody elected to this seat, and that hasn't happened. So, I mean, from that perspective, it is fairly unique. It's kind of interesting from that perspective. I do appreciate where you're coming from in that watching these people fight and watching the infighting is somewhat entertaining and, you know, refreshing that they're not all on the same page.
I don't know. I'm about to fall asleep.
But honestly, we know, but we know that at the end of the day, some a-hole is going to get picked for this job because that's the only choices they have is some sort of power-mongering sicko, and that's who's going to get put into this. It's not going to be Justin Amash. I don't know why people even believe for a moment that he has some sort of chance at this. But even if he did, it still wouldn't make any difference because it's still 435 drunken lunatics up there that are going to make the government bigger, and it doesn't matter who's in this position. It never has.
I don't know why they were so upset about McCarthy, because if we got McCarthy, we absolutely would have drained the swamp and imprisoned Fauci and, you know, like, done everything that we want to do. I mean, I don't know what. We just need to let the Republicans do what they need to do and everything will sort itself out. You know, I don't know why we're binding their hands and holding them back.
I detect a little bit of sarcasm there.
Just a little bit.
I just think they need to vote harder.
Oh, man. But libertarians, well, like, I mean, I get from where you're coming from on this, Reed, is like, okay, watching them fight amongst themselves, there's some entertainment value in that. And maybe, like you said, maybe some sort of independent, I'm not optimistic.
Well, like, not even just, like, Matt Gaetz coming out against Trump, but, I mean, I've seen probably hundreds of Republicans or right-wingers or conservatives or Trump people or whatever on Twitter who are furious with Trump and with Marjorie Taylor Greene, because she's actually, surprisingly, if I thought there was going to be a big dissenter, I actually thought she would have been one of them, but she is like hardcore shilling for McCarthy, saying, we need to vote for this guy, he's the best, blah, 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 you know, like, we need to stop fighting each other, we need to fight the Democrats, whatever. And so seeing tons and tons of MAGA people saying, no, screw you, Donald Trump, screw you, Marjorie Taylor Greene, we don't want this guy with a Ukraine, you know, lapel pin on his jacket when he doesn't even have an American one. Like, seeing that to me is cool.
That's a good
point. It is cool to see it. So,
well, and maybe it'll bode well for the Republican Party infighting and destroying itself here in New Hampshire and making it weaker, so the Free Staters can take it over. I'm just trying to look on the bright side.
No, I like that.
Of what this, you know, what this could shake out to.
Yeah, yeah. I think instability within the two-party system, and when you see people breaking ranks and going against their typical incentives, that's always exciting to watch because you never know, like, what is going to come out of it. So I'm fascinated by this whole thing. And, like, I agree with you. I don't think any great person is going to end up being nominated, because I've had people message me that. They're like, who do you think it's going to be? And I'm like, who cares? Like, that's not what I'm getting out
of this
at the moment.
Yeah, I like the idea that both sides of the aisle are getting frustrated with both sides of the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the only thing they can complain about libertarians is they're wasting their vote. Well, guess what? Now it's not a wasted vote anymore because they're not the ones, ticking you off.
Well,
right?
It's never a wasted vote, and that's the, well, of course, the wasted vote syndrome is what we deal with every election cycle as libertarians. The reason why it's not a wasted vote is because if you're voting for what you believe in, then you're not wasting your vote. If you vote against what you believe in, just because...
Oh, that is absolutely a waste.
Right, just because you want to quote-unquote win... or be on the winning team, that's the stupidest reason to vote ever.
It's as if they're making a bet, like in Vegas or something. No, you're not making a bet. You don't have to support the team that you didn't grow up around, okay?
Whoever wins, we lose, as far as the Democrats or Republicans go. But, of course, the Libertarians. Go ahead.
I saw a tweet from Justin O'Donnell. I'm going to try to pull it up here. But he made a great point about the Republicans by not electing House Majority Leader, they've done more to protect Americans than any Congress in the past 100 years because they're making them so ineffective.
Well, yeah, that's the other thing is the more they fight each other, the less time they have to screw the rest of us over. Exactly. And so to that extent, I hope this goes on forever.
Yeah.
I hope that they're still doing this a year from now, and they haven't had a chance to pass another 4,000-page piece of legislation because they're too busy log-rolling and, you know, back-scratching and trying to curry favor with one another to get one of their people over the hump.
Well, I can promise you that the vote will come to conclusion at the very max when it's time to vote for their salary increases.
Oh, sorry.
So that's when they're
going to get priorities straight, for sure. Yeah. Actually, there's even, here in New Hampshire, I heard that there's a proposal, and this comes up every now and then, I heard there's a proposal to increase the salary of the state reps and the state senators from like $100 a year, which is what it currently is, plus like I think there's a gas stipend, but basically $100 a year up to, I think it was like $5,000 or something.
Yikes,
some insane.
No.
Yeah, so I think it's going to go down in flames. It usually does. There's almost no chance.
Well,
that
if they're shooting for such a high number, it's not going to go through.
Well, I don't even want to see it go to $200.
No, of course
I think
not.
They should cut it in half.
I think they should cut it completely.
Cut it out. Gas stipend, and that's it.
I've been saying for years, okay, is that if you really want to be a public servant, you shouldn't get paid for it. You should be doing it because the gracious of your heart. And I'm talking about cops to DOT to every little thing. And if you don't like it, privatize it. Then you can get paid, and then you'll be doing it because you want to come home to your family with something, and it's not because you were just milking the cow all day.
There was the good news this week that the state representatives here in New Hampshire did vote against a proposal to restrict the right to bear arms, meaning the state reps themselves.
Nice.
And just to clarify in like the history on this, it's always been legal for the average person, for you or me or anybody who's not a state rep, to go into the state rep chambers and watch while strapped. You can have a gun as long as you're legally able to carry it, right? Like I can't because I'm on bail conditions.
I was going to say
I'm convicted at this point, but you know, if you're not a felon and you can legally carry a gun, then you can carry it into the chamber. However, there was a few years where the Democrats were running things in Concord where they restricted the state reps' right to carry. So the reps themselves.
Actually, I kind of like that.
No, I don't
because it's less freedom.
Yeah.
But in another sense, it's like, oh, we're unarmed, but everyone else, our constituents, are armed. So it makes them want to vote the right way.
Yeah, they should still.
I don't like the intimidation effect in that, but
they should still
get
be able
the morale
themselves. I mean, if some lunatic comes
agree.
In,
I agree.
I mean, it's a fairly well armed populace, right? Of those 400 people, 200 something of them are Republicans, and even some Democrats in New Hampshire carry guns, you know?
It's a lot better armed than the, quote, insurrectionists who went into the Capitol 2 years ago tomorrow.
For real.
Oh, yeah, that's a great point. If something like that was tried in New Hampshire, there would actually be state reps. Instead of just cowering like they did in D.C., there would actually be state reps who would be, like, shooting at assailants.
It's like, click-clack, put that podium down.
Hey, let's go to the phones here. We got Renee on the line in Louisiana. Renee, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's Renee. What kind of subject can I present?
You usually have to figure that out before you call into a talk radio show.
No,
Renee.
I have one. Don't worry.
All right. Let's hear it.
For libertarian stance, I believe in a well-armed citizenry, but what you'll think about the military? How would that fit in?
Reed, you want to handle this one?
Yeah, I mean, what... What do you mean? Like, do we think because we believed in well-armed people that we don't need a military, or like, what's your question?
Yeah. I mean,
I mean, I'm sure you want restrictions on it, but how would you complement that or add that or not add that to a libertarian society? Because you do have non-libertarian societies you have to, like, exist with, like it or not, and some of them are greedy for big armies like China and Russia and those guys.
Yeah, so I think even constitutionally, correct me if I'm wrong, Ian, you probably know more about this, but constitutionally there wasn't actually supposed to be a federal military initially, correct? There's supposed
no
to
standing
be...
army. I think the Constitution provided for a navy, if I recall correctly, but no standing army. They had to call that together.
Yeah, it was supposed to just be the state militias who basically put everything together themselves. And I realize we're in a completely different world now, and trying to get from where we are all the way to that.
A lot of backpedaling for sure. That needs to happen.
But, I mean, at least for now, I think we should be cutting the military budget by like 80% to start.
I think most libertarians would agree that they should bring the troops home, number one, and then cutting the budget from there would be definitely a good move.
If you were to bring the troops home, I would also say that the troops coming home should be able to take home their arms. Right? So it's like, instead of like, you know, leaving there and across, because no troops are really here in the United States, very few.
Very few.
So if they're going to be coming back, well, we don't want them to leave these arms behind to all these, you know, whoevers.
You mean like Afghanistan?
Yeah, Afghanistan.
I was gonna say, unless it's the Taliban, then we leave it behind.
Well, it doesn't matter where it is, because like, we're not in control of those countries and we don't know what they would do with them. So let's let them come back with them.
But it's a complicated matter. I mean, my grandpa used to say, we don't need no army. We have nukes, you know, like we could just press a button. But the thing is, you can't press the button if they already stop you from releasing what the button pressed. And you can't really perceive what they're going to do unless you have listening posts. I mean, it's a game. You don't necessarily have to conquer and dominate them, but you didn't have to have ears present everywhere, and satellites can't.
Well,
do
that's
it.
The thing, Renee. Yeah. You don't have to do that if you're not a threat to the planet, right? So if you don't have this massive oppressive force that it exists all around the world and is used, you know, just to help out oil companies or whatever, and just destroy innocent life all around the world, then you don't have to worry about what somebody else is going to do somewhere else on the planet. If you actually, if the U.S. government were to follow, you know, say Ron Paul's view or the Founding Fathers' view of don't get into entangling alliances, don't get out there and try to control the world. Just focus on your own self. Make yourself as free as you possibly can. Free trade with the whole rest of the world. You're not going to have people out there trying to kill you.
Like a hypothetical, like if you had a libertarian president, a libertarian House and Congress, Senate, whatever, is that the whole world is going to be like, oh, we don't need to be trying to, you know, outstand these other countries. The United States is really well hated, but like it'll take some time for that. But I think other countries would be like, okay, we do not need to keep raising our arms up because the big threat is now nonviolent. They're not going to do this. They're not going to cause conflict around the world, and they could just start discontinuing their arms productions because of that.
Yeah, I mean, actions mean a lot, right? Talk is cheap, but if the troops were to be withdrawn and you were to actually pare down the budget, you'd still have an incredibly easily defended place because there's a ton of guns in the United States. We don't need the military to defend the United States. People can handle that. Renee, any other thoughts you want to share?
Well, the thing about guns, it's you can watch Rambo. If you've been in the military, it's kind of like football. I mean, when you play like, they have some football games, like, how you call that, dodgeball, everybody for themselves. The rock star that's the best at it's going to prevail. But the history shows that, kind of like the Native American Indians, they had great warriors, they have great tactics, their raids were fantastic. But in the end, they could not have withstand the numerical, well controlled somewhat European style armies that the Asians practice. And the Chinese, regardless of what you do, China their interactions with all the other countries may be not necessarily libertarian. It's very oppressive, aggressive, and using and unmerciful in politics, like the animal planet. You gotta, sometimes you got to have the lesser evils and
Hold on, too. China poses zero threat to the United States. They pose a threat to the United States' domination of the Pacific. You know, that's even what our State Department says. They won't even say they actually pose a threat to us. They say they pose a threat to the United States' domination of the Pacific, and the Pacific borders China.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I mean, when they have a diplomat go to the Philippines and talk friendly with someone in the Philippines, we get angry about that. I mean, can you imagine if China were arming Cuba, like we're arming Taiwan right now, how we would react to China? I mean, we would be absolutely belligerent. So when they're acting like that with countries bordering them, to think that we need to get involved and do something about it, I mean, it's just crazy.
Thank you, Renee, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Also, you brought up the American Indians being slaughtered by the, you know, the settlers back then, and of course the Europeans had better technology, right? Like, and they were able to crush them because of that. We've got plenty of technology, right? Like, and we've got a large number of people. Just here in New Hampshire alone, New Hampshire is the number one most machine gun owning place on the planet. And the old apocryphal quote, it's attributed to, I believe, Admiral Yamamoto, but it wasn't his quote. Who knows who said it?
Blade of grass.
Yeah, the blade of grass. They wouldn't invade the United States during World War II because behind every blade of grass there's a rifle, was the impression. And, you know, whether that's true or not, I don't know. But it's certainly more true in places like New Hampshire than it is in California. So I think we would do just fine. And there's never been any serious threat of an invasion like that in hundreds of, you know, 200 years.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, thank you for that, Renee. But since Renee called in, I've got some Louisiana news here from Motherboard over at Vice.com. Viewing Pornhub while in Louisiana now requires providing a driver's license to verify your age. A new law makes porn sites liable for content deemed, quote-unquote, harmful to minors if it doesn't install age verification technology for anyone accessing them in Louisiana, and it's already affecting how people in the state access Pornhub. The law was signed by Louisiana's Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards in June and became effective on the 1st of this month. The Act 440 states, quote, any commercial entity that knowingly and intentionally publishes or distributes material harmful to minors on the Internet from a website that contains a substantial portion of such material shall be held liable if the entity fails to perform reasonable age verification. So what does it mean, harmful to minors? Well, they defined that here. I don't even know if we can say
a lot. Parents not being responsible with their kids?
Yeah, well, they want the government to take care of your kids, apparently. We'll get into that coming up here, and you can share your thoughts. Are they going to be able to regulate the Internet?
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA News Update. The latest storm in the atmospheric river system will continue through today in California. Bryce Zabel, Los Angeles area resident, says the storms are a relief in many ways.
People complain. They say, look, you're going to get mudslides and it's dangerous. And that is true. But I think for all of us who are seeing rain come to this drought-parched area, it's a relief.
Tahoe area could see 5 to 10 inches of snow over the rest of the day. There's still no Speaker of the House on the third day of the new Congress. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy has failed to garner enough votes to secure the top spot after 9 rounds of voting. Every speaker since 1923 has been elected after just one vote. Buffalo Bills' DeMar Hamlin, who was injured in Monday night's football game, showing signs of awakening. His number 3 jersey topping Fanatic sales. Dave Collins, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here if you want. The number 603-283-6160. And do you think that the government should be forcing websites that are of an adult variety? That's what they're looking at doing here, actually doing in Louisiana right now. Forcing websites to do identification checks on their users, because that's what's come into play here. Just within the last few days, according to Motherboard over at Vice.com. If you want to weigh in on that, want to hear from you, the number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And also, definitely want to make sure you know about the Bullion Max. Bullion Max, by the way, has incredible offers for you on gold and silver, which, of course, are some of the best, most stable investments in, you know, many generations. People who've been dealing with inflation all around the planet, especially here in the U.S., you got to do something about that. And one of the things you can do is you can take those dollars that continue to be inflated and you can put them into something of real value. And right now you can get a special offer, which is employee pricing on Bullion Max's Silver Starter Kit. It's 5 ounces of silver from the world's most popular mints, and they'll throw in a free gold back as well. Just go to bullionmax.com/FTL to get yours. It's a great time, well, anytime's a great time, to get precious metals like gold and silver. So get started at bullionmax.com/FTL. Now, look, Pornhub, it's probably one of the world's most popular websites. Last time we looked at like the top 10 or top 20 websites, it was definitely in, if not the top 10, certainly was in the top 20. And now Vice is reporting that Louisiana is cracking down with a new law that's just gone into effect on the 1st that says any commercial entity. So this isn't just Pornhub. This is a large number of websites on the internet that, quote unquote, intentionally publishes or distributes material harmful to minors on the internet from a website that contains a substantial portion of such material shall be held liable if the entity fails to perform a reasonable age verification methods to verify the age of individuals attempting to access the material. Now, what it means by shall be held liable, I don't know if they're talking about some sort of criminal charge or if it'll be a financial penalty or whatever. But according to the definitions in the law, at least according to Vice, substantial portion is 33.3% or more material on a site that they consider to be harmful to minors. And according to the Act, the definition of harmful to minors is that which appeals to prurient interests and consists of, and then there's a bunch of like sexual descriptions that I probably shouldn't read to you on the radio.
Fair
like
enough.
I'm not comfortable reading a lot of these things, but, you know, consists of showing certain genitalia and things happening with that genitalia to sum up. What they see here, and that it has to, quote, lack serious literary, artistic, political, or scientific value, unquote, for someone under the age of 18.
Hmm.
So
this is like, right, there already are warnings that pop up, right, on these websites, so then you just have to put your driver's license in now on top of that. Is that basically the big change?
I'm guessing so. Vice did apparently go to, or Motherboard went and tested the verification. They say Pornhub directed them to a site called All Pass Trust, which is a third-party identification verification site, which then connects to LA Wallet, a digital driver's license for Louisianans. Pornhub says they do not connect data during this process. But what it doesn't say...
Oh, yeah, sure they don't.
Well, what it doesn't say is what the procedure is. Because if it's just showing an ID, then okay, well now the teenager that just stole their parents' credit card can now just steal their parents' ID.
Or you got grandpa's ID just passed away or something.
Yeah, or if it's a little more fancy, it could be what they call a liveness detection, where they scan your ID and then they use the actual, like, they'll take a video feed of your face to make sure that you're actually there. So I don't know what level of requirements they're putting into play here. But these days, with all the artificial intelligence going on out there, it's not hard. A teenager that has been paying attention and knows what they're doing could easily, with like a simple app, try to duplicate their grandfather's face or whatever by essentially creating a deep fake.
Yeah, some like apps require, like dating apps require you to put your hand on your head and point a certain direction.
Oh,
and
really?
So what if AI, you could just like set it up in AI to do that, you know?
I bet you could.
Yeah.
It's getting to the point, I was just telling you before the show, Joa, that the Stable Diffusion artist, sort of the AI art.
Yeah.
Robot or whatever you want to call it, AI, this is the one that you can run on your own computer, so you can kind of roll your own now. You can take your own photos of yourself or your dog or whatever, anybody you want to, some celebrity, and you can put them, although most of the AI already has celebrities in them, so you can take yourself and you can put yourself into this AI, and then you can type out whatever sort of scenario you want yourself to be in.
I always wonder what I look like with the female genitalia.
That, well...
Me too, Joe. I think about that every time we're in studio together.
Now you can find out, Joe, because there is a version of Stable Diffusion that is unedited, uncensored, and so that's a possibility.
Good times are ahead of me.
Yeah. But that's another good point, because, like, you don't really even need Pornhub or any of these websites now. You could literally download Stable Diffusion, get the uncensored one, which is version 1.4, and then you can just generate pornography. You don't even have to have real, quote-unquote, porn. You can just have the AI generate as much of it for you as you want to. It's not video, but it's...
If you're really images. Good, you can just close your eyes and imagine things.
This is true.
Well, stop that government.
Well, that's the point here, right? Like, the idea that the government is, by putting this rule into effect in Louisiana, is going to somehow stop Louisiana children or teenagers or whatever from accessing porn. I mean, I remember, I don't know what your guys' history was, but I remember when I was in like fifth grade in the 19...
You mean my search history? No, I'm just
kidding. No. It's like pre-internet, at least. In the 1980s, some friend of mine brought a Playboy magazine onto the school bus, and I explicitly remember sliding that thing under the bus. You didn't, so like the bus driver wouldn't see it, like under the seats. We were sliding it back and forth and just, you know, looking through somebody's Playboy magazine. And, you know, that's tame compared to what you can get on the internet today. But, you know, where there's a will, there's a way.
It amazes me how Republicans, you know, they get the gun thing for the most part. They're like, yeah, you can't ban guns. People are going to get them somehow. But then with stuff that's like super abstract or way easier to smuggle or, you know, get to somebody, like digital pornography or drugs or something, it's like, oh, yeah, we could get rid of that, though. You know, it's just kind of a weird disconnect they have.
Ian, I challenge you or anybody else out there to use this AI art that you can have in a computer to get these representatives in Louisiana.
Make porn of the representatives. Yeah. I mean, obviously you could do it with Photoshop before, right?
Right,
like you take an image of a naked girl and then you put, you know, some state rep's face on it. But the I think the AI could do a better job, right? Unless you're a pro, and you are a pro, Joe.
I could probably make
graphics.
It right. Yeah.
So like, if you know what you're doing, you can make it pretty good. But the AI is like, it's really good and it's fast at doing making pictures.
Right.
So it's probably a lot better on average. But you make a great point, Reed. These Republicans, these people that are banned. Although to be fair, it was a Democrat that signed the bill. So Republicans and Democrats want to quote unquote protect children. The idea that they can somehow prohibit this stuff is, I mean, they're not banning it outright, which, of course, they would easily be challenged on something like that under free speech grounds. But, you know, this whole thing is just, it's just pure posturing. It's just going to make these politicians be able to say, look what I did. I care about children. And
yeah,
so they can get reelected. This isn't going to actually stop young people.
I can see young people like on the border towns of Louisiana just traveling just, you know, a couple miles over the border into the next town, this next state.
It's like buying fireworks if you live in Massachusetts coming up here.
It's like, where are you going, Billy? Oh, I'm just going to the next state. Be right back.
Yeah.
There's a little bit more here. So it was introduced by Representative Lori Schegel, who recently supported legislation that banned transgender athletes from competing on girls and women's sports teams in Louisiana. According to local news outlet WAFB, she also works as a counselor who sees patients for a sex addiction treatment. She said this. Quote, pornography is destroying our children, and they're getting unlimited access to it on the internet. And so if the pornography companies aren't going to be responsible, I thought we need to go ahead and hold them accountable, she said. And it's just like, look, I may agree. Like, I don't think a pornography addiction is a good thing. I think
any addiction's bad.
Yeah, well, any addiction for sure. And this one is, you know, something that you can pour a lot of time into and money or whatever, and that's not a good thing. But banning it isn't going to solve the problem. Restricting it isn't going to solve the problem. It never has. And in fact, you know, same thing with guns and drugs. If you drive that stuff underground, then it gets really scary. Right?
Yeah, I can imagine, like, you know, how sort of twisted it's going to get in the underground when it comes to porn.
Especially given how twisted it is not
right
being
now.
Underground.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
How much worse it'll get.
Well, look, and you want a good example of this, look at Japan, for instance, where they have more restrictions on that sort of thing, and you get the tentacle porn stuff, right?
Yep.
It's wild.
There's no evidence, according to Vice, that sex addiction affects one's brain in the same ways that addiction to substances does, for example. Online porn and sex addiction have been controversial topics for decades, and it's been blamed, they say erroneously, for everything from mass shootings to sexual assault. Similar age verification proposals have been made in Australia, as well as in the UK, where the online safety bill has been debated, modified, killed, and revived all since 2021. Sex workers have denounced this and similar attempts at overbroad age verification. They say they're harmful to their livelihoods and represent an attack on the industry as a whole. In December, Republican Senator Mike Lee from Utah introduced the Interstate Obscenity Definition Act, the IODA, which seeks to, quote, establish a national definition of obscenity that would apply to obscene content that is transmitted via interstate or foreign communications. Because apparently, we don't have a definition of obscenity yet. After all of these years.
It's subjective.
It is, isn't it?
I hope some kid challenges this.
He also introduced the shielding children's retinas from egregious exposure on the net, or the Screen Act, which would require...
That's absurd.
I knew it was going to be some crazy acronym.
Yeah, of course. Which would require porn sites to use age verification technology. So basically, this Utah senator, Mike Lee, has proposed a national version of what has now passed in Louisiana.
So disappointing from him, because he's one of the few Republicans that's occasionally pretty good on stuff. And I don't know, he is just a Republican.
Well, right. I mean, that's the problem with Republicans. They're good on some things, like some economic freedoms. But when it comes to the economic freedom of pornographers and people, you know, distributing adult content, well, no, you don't get that. Oh, you want to have the economic freedom to sell weed? Well, you can't have that.
It's actually funny because one of the things that spurred me into coming back to New Hampshire was, you know, I was living out in Utah, and Utah is just so conservative about this stuff. And it's not that it affected me so much, like with the alcohol or anything, but they just had like these really tight restrictions. And so after the last 2 years with everything that's been going on, instead of, you know, saying, hey, maybe we should reassess and be a little bit more freedom oriented because everything is just, you know, so ridiculous. They just doubled down, and then they were actually drafting a bill to try to ban pornography from mobile devices.
Wow.
And then around this time in New Hampshire, they were voting on whether or not we should be allowed to secede from the union. And I was just like, man, we're just not.
The priorities are completely different.
Yeah, it's wild.
So
I've heard of people gotten their, like, their porn site logins hacked and been revealed publicly that look at this, look what they're looking at.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if this is requiring a bunch of people to sign in, now you're just getting a record of everyone. You know, I challenge any, I don't want you guys any law breaking, but there's a challenge that could happen, which would be any hackers out there that want to look into all these reps that, you know, got this passed in Louisiana, see if any of them are logged in.
Oh, yeah, of course they are.
You know it.
But do they verify their age? Do they dox themselves? Do they KYC themselves on these sites, right? Mm-hmm. Are they hypocrites before the law got passed, you know?
Yeah, you make a good point, Joe, that there's somewhere there's a database. Even though Pornhub is saying they're not connecting their data at the time that the verification is going on, whoever these third parties are, according to the company here, it's All Pass Trust and LA Wallet. These are the companies that are doing the third-party verification. You know they've got some kind of records. You know there's records of everybody that's done the scan of the ID or whatever hoop jumping that they got to jump through to do this stuff. It's on file there. And whether it's a hacker or just some sort of do-gooder on the inside or whatever that just releases these files, that information could absolutely come out at some point and violate many people's privacy.
There could be a wave of people going to the DMV to just get IDs, just to get on some
porn sites. I think most people probably have IDs already. But
most people, but like, let's just say that, you know, you don't drive and you don't ever have a reason. Homeless people, blah, blah, blah.
So I guess we'll see what happens to this on a national level. I don't know what the current status is of this shielding children's retinas from egregious exposure on the net, which again would require, it'd be very similar to the law that's already been worked on in the UK, where if you run a porn site, you got to have age verification.
Yeah, I went to public school and they showed nudity to us for educational purposes.
Really?
Whatever. Yeah. And I was like,
you talking about like sex ed?
Yeah. Yeah,
were those just drawings though? Did they actually show you nude?
No, we saw
photos?
We saw a full nude. We had
okay. Yeah, they changed it since I was in school. I guess so.
I wasn't too far after you, I guess.
What about you, Reed? What was? Did they show you any actual nudity in government school?
I don't remember seeing any. I mean, we had sex ed, but I don't remember any graphic nudity of any sort.
It was very subtle, but it wasn't like full detailed type things.
You know, the What this all really comes from, ultimately, is the sort of the Puritanism of the United States. The idea that sex is bad, okay? You know, that it's a danger to have somebody be exposed to naked people or whatever. And obviously, you know, I don't agree with a lot of what goes on in Europe necessarily, but you hear a lot of the stories about just being on the street in Europe. It's not that uncommon to see somebody topless or to see somebody full nude,
right,
you know, on the streets or on television or whatever there. And it's just like, so what? It just, yeah. I don't get the, and we're seeing this now with this, all this insanity over drag shows right now, where people are losing their minds. There are protesters and counter protesters now outside of drag shows, and it's like, these people that are against these drag shows, it's like they want to put people in prison for taking their kids to a drag show. I cannot understand it, especially the ones that call themselves libertarians. I don't get.
These protests are giving them attention.
You know, of course they are.
So you keep protesting, you keep creating the outrage outside. You're going to be the focus, and then people are going to be like, no, there's going to be more defense to it. And it's because you're highlighting it. You know, just ignore it. These people are going to do it no matter what, regardless.
Right.
Like,
you can't push back and make it disappear. You can't push back and stop them from happening. So what's the point of this?
And I just want to make another point, is that, like, you know, not just like the word censorship, but sheltering. Sheltering kids from things. They tend to slingshot after they become of age.
They want to find out what you missed out on.
Yeah, right? It's like, oh, wow, I didn't see this movie. Now I want to watch all these horror movies, right? And it's because the parents wouldn't let them watch it. And it's like now they become obscured to it. And it's just exactly what's going to happen in this sense, too. Like, some kids may be like, oh, wow, I found some porn. It's boring now.
Yeah.
But now you're telling them, no, and now they're going to be like, yes, I want it, because they keep telling me no. And,
well, that's the forbidden fruit aspect, and it applies to drugs as well, right? Like, oh, you can't smoke that marijuana, Billy. You know, it's really dangerous. You know?
Yeah.
Well, now you want to know why not.
Well, I think the other thing that happens is all nudity becomes sexual, you know, or sexualized or something through the Puritanism that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, nudity, like if you're going swimming in a river in the middle of the woods or something, like if there's like a, if I was with a bunch of friends hiking or something, I would do that type of thing. And some people get really weirded out by it. And to me, that was just kind of weird. It's like, there's nothing sexual about jumping in a river without your clothes on. I just don't want to hike in my wet clothes afterward or whatever.
It's just being naked. It's not sexuality. And that's, you're absolutely right. It is such a prudish kind of viewpoint to say that, you know, some woman walking around topless is trying to titillate in sort of a sexual manner, and it's not true at all. It's like, it's a hot day. I don't feel like wearing a shirt. That's it. That's all. She's not rubbing herself in front of a child or whatever.
You know, there's respectful methods and there's disrespectful methods. You know, like, I admit, I go skinny dipping every year. I love it. I fully enjoy it. Actually, most of last year, most of my bathing happened in the river. Okay, that's how I did it. I did it nude. And there was no one around. When someone did come around, I'd duck down and be like, hey, how's it going? Until they got out of my view, and I would come back out.
Well, and was that because you were embarrassed, or you just didn't want them to potentially, you know, feel awkward?
Yeah, I don't want to make anyone awkward, right. And, you know, never know, you get one of those super conservative or wicked lefties, and then they call in the cops on me because my woohoo came out for a moment out of the water, and, oh my God, now I'm a sexual predator or some baloney like that.
Now, Joe, I don't think you were at Portfest this year, right?
No.
Or last year?
Not very long.
Reed, were you there for the whole thing?
For most of it.
Did you hear any of the controversy there over the naked people?
I didn't hear controversy. Aren't there always naked people there?
Yeah.
This year there may have been a few more than previous years. At least I saw more of them. The one day that I was there was maybe like 6 or 8 guys that were playing frisbee out on one of the backfields or whatever. And there was kids running around playing tag nearby, and you know what? Everything was totally fine.
Yeah.
No one, it didn't matter, but apparently some people weren't fine with it, because the more conservative types that attend this Liberty event, because they come there too sometimes, they got all upset about it, and they had to make a big deal about it and start complaining about it after the event was over, and just make a lot of noise about this non-issue. Like, there was so much misinformation as well. Like, they were lying. Like, some of them were lying about some of these guys, like, claiming that one of them had an erection in front of their child, which wasn't true, apparently.
They're just being jealous.
At all. And it's just like, you know, if you don't want your kids to see that kind of thing, maybe don't bring them to a Freedom Festival.
I believe it was marked on a map that this is the nudist area.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah. They should have known better if they went to this event.
Yeah, and these guys are pretty respectful. I suspect that yes. If they said that they would keep their nudity to one area, that they would probably not just walk around naked the whole time.
Now, I've seen moments at Porkfest that have been kind of, in my opinion, a little disrespectful. And things happen.
Naked people, you mean?
Not just naked people, but full-on acts in public. Well, I mean, it's not public because the whole place is private. But
like, what are you talking about? Sex acts?
Sex acts, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I have seen it. And I was like, all right, I'm no longer hungry. Because
wow.
I just...
Oh, my God. I'm
well, first off, they weren't attractive.
Well, of course not. Almost never.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I don't know about what happened at Porkfest because I didn't hear about it. I wasn't there or whatever. But I think there is a way to be respectful about nudity and disrespectful about it. I mean, I would never be nude around kids. It's just something I wouldn't do. And if there's like, I don't know, there's some instances where it wouldn't be weird if they're family members or something. And you're all like, if your dad and his sons are going swimming in the river or something, then it's like different. But I don't know. The problem is we've just lost our common sense. Everything's gone, like in both directions, whether it's like you're in a locker room and you're just taking a shower with the football team, which shouldn't be weird at all. But then at the same time, like you're talking about the drag shows, I don't think people should go to prison, but I do think bringing your kids to a drag show is really, really weird. And we seem to have lost that connection to the guardrails where, you know, it used to seem like people just kind of knew what was respectful, what was too in your face, and it was not a big deal. And now we've just completely lost touch with it. But
I agree.
I will say this about the drag shows. Bonnie and I went to one in Keene that happened in September, and there was maybe one person there who was less than 12 or 11 or something like that. There was a kid that somebody had brought to this drag show. And to the drag show's credit, it did say on the flyers and such, this is an adult, you know, show for adults. It's not, you know, really? Like some kids show or whatever. But in the same way that, like, adults can bring their kids to an R-rated movie, in many cases, there's much worse things that are happening on the screen in an R-rated movie.
Right.
You know, if that's the way your family is and you're open to that sort of thing, it's not my place to judge, right? Yeah. You're like, you do you. It's your kids. Some people might think it's dangerous to bring your kids to church as well. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.